We told you earlier about a photo contest, art and photo contest going on, coming up at the Center for Family Health. Terry Langston joins us from the center. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Very, very good. What can you tell our listeners about this big contest?
Well, we are excited about continuing to celebrate our 30th anniversary. When we moved into our Main Street, Jackson Street location office, we actually had a contest, and this was in 2011, to decorate our walls and our space here in the facility. This new one is to celebrate 30 years, and it is a full art and photo contest. We are really excited about having local artists and photographers snapshots, create art that represent Jackson. And we would like to hang that in our facilities, all seven of them. So this contest is really for 12 and up, actually. So anyone 12 to 14, 15, 18, and 19 on up, we invite you to participate in our art and photo contest.
So how do you do that, and how do you find out the particulars, Terry?
Yeah. So you can go online at centerforfamilyhealth.org / art and photo contest, or you can just hit centerforfamilyhealth.org, and at the top of the website there's information or a button to click on that will lead you straight to the information. It's real simple, though. We're asking you to complete one attached form letting us know what you plan to submit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have until November 23rd at 4 p.m. To get those into us here at the center. So we're not taking any emailed kinds of things. Photos can be uploaded on our website, and the artwork has to be submitted either in person or via mail.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to continue promoting local artists and photographers.
A lot of cash available here.
Well, lots. So 12 to 14-year-old first place winners, $500. That's a lot of money. Age 19 and up, $1,000. So we're going to be giving prizes in all three categories, so the age 12 to 14, age 15 to 18, and age 19 and up. And we'll be giving away cash prizes for first, second, and third places in each of those age categories.
So I assume many of these entries will be displayed?
Yeah, we're going to have a reception, Greg, for the winners here at the center.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're selected, they're going to be selected by a three-panel judge. Our board and our staff here at the center will not be a part of judging. Once the winners are selected, they will be notified. We will then identify a date and have a reception for them. And then their work will be hung around our facilities, and we will invite folks to come in. Hopefully we can do that safely with COVID, but we want to showcase the art and photography work that our Jackson residents come up with.
So get online if you need any further information, certainly.
Yeah.
You mentioned COVID. What's the latest with these booster shots, Terry?
Well, we are in the process of developing and sharing more information with the community. We will hopefully be ready shortly here to begin booster shots. We're actually already doing some in our walk-in clinic and with our providers. So if individuals come in who fit those current parameters, who are really at risk, 65 and older, then we will give you a booster shot. We will be rolling it out to the community shortly as well. But I just want to remind folks, we are still dealing with COVID. That really means that we still need to mask up, we still need to social distance, and of course, proper hygiene such as hand washing is very helpful as well. So with that, Greg, we know the flu season is up on us as well. You might recall that last year, and looking at the data, flu wasn't a real issue. We anticipate that it will be more significant this year, in part because we have more people out and about, socializing, interacting with one another. Kids are, of course, back to school, and that certainly means that germs are everywhere. So we're also encouraging folks to come in and get the flu shots as well.
Okay. Are you still doing testing or the drive-through testing, Derek?
Yes, we are. We're still doing the drive-through testing as well for COVID. That is always and will continue to be available for the public and for anyone who wants to use that as well.
Okay. Terry Langston from the Center for Family Health. Thanks for dropping by, Terry. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Greg. I love to drop by anytime. You know, anytime you invite me, I'm here.
Absolutely. Take care.
You too.
Center for Family Health, again, working on the booster plan, but still always the drive-through testing.